With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
The Wake Up Call. In case you missed it. I'm off the deep end.
Man, the internet is abuzz this morning with the performance of Lady Gaga and Bradley Cooper doing Shallow last night at the Academy Awards.
Woo-hoo-hoo!
It also took home the Oscar for Best Original Song. Congratulations to them.
Of course it did. Everybody knew that. That was the only thing that was predictable about last night.
Some of the other winners include Green Book for Best Picture, Olivia Colman from The Favourite as actress in a leading role, Rami Malek for Bohemian Rhapsody actor in a leading role.
Both shockers.
Oh, was it?
Oh, yeah. All three of those were shockers.
I felt like Rami Malek, that made a lot of sense.
No, I think a lot of people thought it was going to go to Christian Bale.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
So once the performance of Shallow from Lady Gaga and Bradley Cooper happened last night, our text message, group text blew up. And Gavin, you might be onto something.
Oh, God.
No, stop.
Stop.
So we talked about this last week, the fact that Lady Gaga has broken up her engagement with whatever his name was.
Christian.
Dior.
No.
And Bradley Cooper showed up to the Oscars last night with his girlfriend, who was strategically placed in between Bradley Cooper and Lady Gaga. Thought that was interesting.
She's out in between them.
Okay.
Like a parent on a date.
Do you think that there might be something a little more here than just the friendship that they have?
Don't look at me.
Well, obviously,
you know I do.
Okay, and here's what's annoying. We were at Gavin's house on Saturday night. He has also convinced my husband of this, who prior to Gavin even telling him, I don't think he knew this movie existed. I don't think he'd ever thought about Bradley Cooper or Lady Gaga. But then Gavin put it in his head. And I mean, the second anybody says Bradley Cooper or Lady Gaga, Mike just yells from the other room, they're a couple.
Yeah, they're a couple. And y'all need to deal with that. Because last night was the sexiest moment in history's history.
Wow, that's really saying something.
First of all.
Okay.
The song starts. It's this very dramatic sweep. I actually like the way that they did it. The camera started on stage. You could see the crew moving the piano up. And you hear the music. And you're like, what's going on? Are they about to cut back to commercials for something? What's happening? And the camera keeps moving from the stage down the steps. And it goes right onto Lady Gaga and Bradley Cooper, who are sitting in the audience. And then they stand up. And then they start walking. And you're like, oh, that's kind of a cool way to do this. And does he extend his hand to help her out of her seat? Of course he does.
Mm.
Of course he does.
Okay.
Right over top of his girlfriend.
What a gentleman.
Excuse me, whoever you are.
You gorgeous supermodel.
Yeah.
Mother of my child.
Mother of my child. Yeah. And then they go up and they start singing the song. Right off the bat, we're all agreeing like, come on.
Yeah, I don't think we're all agreeing.
We all agree on that. Then at one point, Bradley Cooper, because Lady Gaga's playing the piano, and Bradley Cooper comes from around the side of the piano while they're singing their harmony part and lays his head on her shoulder to sing it. Oh my God. Are you joking? Hold on.
Get away from me. Why are you getting so close?
Shallow.
Please don't put your head on my shoulder.
I'm putting my head on your shoulder. In a shallow. Did that feel weird? Did that feel weird?
Well, but we are
weird.
Not playing a couple. We never played a couple.
Because we're not in love. They're not playing a couple. They're not playing a couple at the Oscars. They're Bradley Cooper. They weren't introduced onto the stage as, now, ladies and gentlemen, performing their song from A Star is Born, it's whatever Lady Gaga's name was, and Dakota Maines or whatever his Jackson Maines. No, it's Bradley Cooper and Lady Gaga. They don't need to pretend like they're a couple anymore. The movie is over.
Well, maybe they do, but during that song.
They were millimeters away from making out on that stage last night.
Should they have done it?
Should they have done it?
Would that have added to the performance? Okay, let's say that it was acting. Let's say that they were acting, because, I mean, the songs from the movie, they were doing acting up there. Should they have maybe just done it just to kind of...
To do what?
To kiss.
Arouse Gavin? Like, what would be the reason to do it?
So here's where I'm at now. I know they're in love.
Oh, God.
But now I don't want them to be together.
Why?
Because they have a very Jim and Pam thing going right now. And The Office wasn't as fun once Jim and Pam got together.
Okay. You like the will they won't they of it all.
I love the will they won't they. Well, no, we all know that they are and they are. That's the situation.
Okay.
Just nobody's seeing
what's going to happen to Bradley Cooper's girlfriend?
What's going to happen to her? She'll be fine, I imagine. She's gorgeous. She'll find someone else.
They're still going to have to co-parent.
Yeah, they'll still co-parent. He's rich. I'm sure that the she'll be swimming in child support. I'm sure.
Lady Gaga's going to be a stepmom?
Maybe. I bet what Lady Gaga be a fun stepmom.
What would she be called?
Lady Gaga.
Mama Gaga. A listener, many listeners, God bless you all, DM'd me on Instagram and commented on my post last night saying, like, I'm on board. Or, Gavin, you were right. But one of them said, what do we think about this as a couple name? We call them Bragaga. I said, I can't really get on board with that.
I mean, we have to call them Lady Cooper.
Oh, Lady Cooper's not bad.
There it is.
See, I knew you'd come around.
Damn it.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.